Plug those headphones in. It's time for Ireland's only interactive podcast, the multi-award-winning Opinions Matter with Adrian and Jeremy.
You're very welcome to this latest Opinions Matter podcast with Adrian and Katie, recorded live at our studio, the White Sands Hotel in Portmarnock in North County Dublin. Now, before I let you know what we want to talk about on this latest episode of Opinions Matter, I want to give a big shout out to our current show sponsors, and that is Irish Tax Rebates. Now, Irish Tax Rebates are the tax agent that you can trust. Irish owned, with over 6,000 five-star reviews on Trustpilot. You can contact them through their website at irishtaxrebates.ie and fill out a simple application form. Irish Tax Rebates have a fee of 10% plus VAT in comparison to some tax agents that charge 30% in fees. There are some very questionable companies out there ripping people off, but not Irish Tax Rebates. So based on a study that they did, they found that the average person is due a rebate from revenue of €1,092. That means some people are due a bit more, some people are due a bit less. They have a dedicated team of experts, professional accountants with over 20 years experience. So all you do is you go to their website, which is irishtaxrebates.ie, irishtaxrebates.ie. Visit the website, fill out the form, and if you've no rebate due, you won't be charged, basically. You'll only be charged if you actually get a rebate back. So give it a go. You never know. €1,092 is better in your pocket than it is in the taxman's pocket. irishtaxrebates.ie is their website. So what do we want to talk about on this latest episode of Opinions Matter? We got a message from one of our listeners late last night, and I'm going to be talking to her in a moment, but here's what she said. She gave us her name, but we've blanked out her name. We've actually given her an assumed name. We're calling her Yvonne, and she's from Drogheda in County Louth. And she wants to ask our listeners for some advice. I was seeing a guy last year for around 8 months and things were going really well, or so I thought. Anyway, I know his ex. She used to live in the same estate as me. They were together for 5 years. He ended things with me out of the blue because he said he still loved his ex and wanted to give things another go with her. I was shocked and heartbroken, but I understood. Anyway, he turned up to where I work in Drogheda during the week, telling me that he wants me back and that he doesn't want to be with her and that he made a bad decision getting back with her. He said they are still mates, but nothing more. I want to give him another go, but all my girls think I would be insane. Am I crazy to be even considering this? Not one person has said that this would be a good idea. They think I'll get hurt again. And that's from a lady that we're calling Yvonne. That's not her name. We do know her real name, but it's not Yvonne, but we're calling her Yvonne so that you know how to refer to her. When I spoke to Katie earlier today about this message, I was shocked by your reaction. It was very blunt.
Oh. Yeah, well, I'm always very vocal about stuff like this. I'm like, girl, know your worth. She's giving off desperate doormat vibes, isn't she?
Desperate doormat vibes?
Yeah.
Well, when you weren't here, before you arrived, when you were in work earlier on, I spoke to her, mm-hmm. and I'm going to be speaking to her in a second. She had to record the interview earlier on because she's at work, and she tells a story of how she just likes this guy.
Yeah, you see, I haven't heard, all I've seen is the message, so I don't know in the full, I suppose, story, but mm-hmm. I'd imagine that I'd still be saying, girl, know your worth, don't be a doormat. It's giving off very desperate vibes, you know?
Okay, so she's with this guy, she had a great few months with him, everything was great, the relationship, the physical side of the relationship, all was great, and something happened with him, he got a pang to go back to his ex, because he'd been mm-hmm. with her for a number of years, yeah? And he heads back to her, spends a few months with her and realises, no, this isn't for me. And he asks Yvonne back again. She's tempted by the idea.
Did she tell you how long they got back together for?
A couple of months.
So she does actually say how long they got back together?
Yeah.
I'd be interested to hear that.
But you're saying, no, don't be a doormat. Is that what she would be if she takes this guy back?
Yes. It's the same with women taking this, and I know it's a topic for another day, women taking cheaters back. You know what I mean? No, I know your worth. There is a world out there with plenty of more fish in the sea. Sorry for the cliche. Why stick it with one person who has done this to you?
Because she liked him. Because they had a thing. They had a great connection.
I don't believe that you can only ever have a connection with one person. I think you look far enough, you'll probably find somebody else you might have the same connection with, if not better. There's a big wide world out there.
So she's being an absolute doormat for even contemplating taking him back.
Yeah. Okay. Do you not think so?
No, she has this. Well, you'll hear when I play this interview with her.
Imagine me.
She had a connection with him. She had a. Is it sloppy seconds?
It's sloppy seconds. You're literally, you know, the afterthought. You're the afterthought.
Well, let's have a listen to Yvonne is the name that we've given her. And just before we started on air today, I recorded this interview because she had to go back to work. And Yvonne, let me start by asking you why you contacted us here at Opinions Matter.
Well, I got in contact because I'm looking for some advice from your listeners. Because as I said to you earlier, I've seen this lad for 8 months, nearly 9 months, and things were going great. And I was really into him and everything, just having great sex and just getting on really well. And I kind of thought, you know, this is the guy, like, this is the one. And then out of nowhere, he tells me that, you know, he has to kind of pursue things with his ex and he's not ready to just let her go. They were together a lot of years. They were together 5 years or something, I was near that. So I understood. He said it's too long to not work on. He said he still loved her and he still cared about her and he wanted to kind of see if they could make it work, because obviously for both of them, he felt he owed it to them. So I thought, you know, well, maybe it's a decent thing to do, and I understood. So I was heartbroken at the time. I really was, because I really thought, like, this could be it. Like, no more messing around and dating and all that. Like, I found him. So it took a little while. I know it was only 9 months, but it was very intense 9 months. He got on very, very well. Probably better than I'd ever gotten on with anyone before. And I was shocked, to be honest with you, but it was amicable. And I said, fair enough. She actually lived in my estate. She doesn't live in the estate, but she lived in the estate. But basically then, I was at work the other day in Drogheda. And he walks in and he says to me, can I talk to you? And he took me aside and he was like, look, I was wrong. I felt that I had to chase it up and see, but now I know I was wrong and that, like, what I threw away was just not, it wasn't right to do that. What we had was really special. So anyway, I don't know if I'm mad even thinking about it, because I do think our chemistry was amazing, like, emotionally and physically. It was out of this world, like, blow your mind. But I don't know if I'm a bit insane to even be thinking about it, because all my friends are like, no, you will be mad, you need to run for the hills. I just don't know what to do.
Okay, so let me ask you then. You were with him for how long? For about 8 months, 9 months, yeah?
Just under 9 months.
Okay, so how soon after he broke up with his ex did he get with you? And what I'm trying to work out here was, were you basically a new relationship on the rebound, basically, after a short period of time?
They'd been broken up about 3.5 months. He said that, you know, they were still kind of friends. And that's what he says to me when he came down to my job. He was like, we decided to just be friends. And the girls were like, oh, well, you can't be friends with an ex, really. That would be more of a red flag for them. And I'm like, no, he seemed really genuine. And he seemed really sorry. Like, he was really emotional when he was talking about it. And he was like, no, I really did the wrong thing. I'm kicking myself for wasting time when I should have been with you. And I'm not usually a sucker. I'm not a sucker at all. I'm not someone who would consider myself a sucker. But I know what we had was really strong. And I know at the same time, they were together a long time. So I can understand that he probably was conflicted. I've never been in a long-term relationship. So in that sense, I don't know. But I can understand. I was very understanding as to why he felt he owed it to himself and her to kind of see if they could make it work, because they put so many years into it. But he said he wants to be with me and that he loves me and that, you know, it was all a big mistake. It was all a big misunderstanding. He didn't know where his head was at. And I would be kind of tending to kind of say, like, okay, yeah, maybe I'm thinking about giving him a message and saying, look, let's meet up and chat. But all the girls are like, no, honestly, just stay away from him. This is, like, you know, too many red flags.
So how long did he go back to her for? So he's in a relationship with you, everything is going great, and then he says, oh, here, no, I'm going back to my ex. How long did he go back to her for?
Went back to her for about 7 months.
And then after 7 months, they broke up again for the second time, for whatever reason. I don't know. Do you even know the reason that they broke up on both occasions?
He told me he ended up with her because it just wasn't working. He wasn't feeling it. And he said, like, over the 7 months, it just didn't fit. But he kind of said he wanted to persevere with it because, obviously, he kind of finished things with us and he really wanted it to be the right decision. But then he said that he ended it then, and he waited a little while before coming to see me because he didn't want me to think then that he was just like running between the two. So he wanted to give himself a bit of headspace. So he finished with her and he came basically into my job then. And that's when he said to me, look, I've given myself time to think about it and all, and I really want to be with you.
Okay, so it didn't work out with the ex after him going back to her, and now he's come running back to you. And obviously, all of your friends think you're absolutely insane, and I'm sure a lot of people listening to the podcast think the exact same thing.
But love isn't straightforward. Like, people do things, and they think it's the right thing to do, and then they realise they were wrong. It's like, in fairness, it's no different than me going into Penny's now and buying a pair of trousers that I think look lovely on me, and then I go home and they're not, and I want to return them.
Not the same thing.
People make like mistakes and life decisions that don't turn out to be the right ones. Does everyone not deserve a second chance? Like, one of my friends is so like serious about it that she's like, if you actually do this, I'll never talk to you again, and you needn't come crying to me when it goes all tits up. But like, what's to say it's going to go tits up? Why can people not get a second chance?
No, what's to say he's not going to walk out on you again when he finds somebody better?
But he came looking for me, and he was really, like, that emotion that he had, you can't make up. That was real emotion. Like, he was really, really upset, like, and he really said, you know, I made a mistake. He couldn't have been more kind of clear in wanting to get the message across that he was really wrong, and it was a decision that he regretted. People make decisions all the time, bad ones. People do things all the time. And as I said, it's no different than going in the shop, picking up an outfit and not liking it and then wanting to return and realising it was, you know, like, it's just a bad decision, and simple as that. People have to make bad decisions sometimes to find the right one.
Now, Katie, while that interview with Yvonne was playing, all I could see was your head shaking. And
it's the I'm not a sucker part. I'm like, no, you are the epiphany of sucker.
Why? Because they had a connection. I wrote down one of the things that she said. Our chemistry, physically and emotionally, was amazing.
Go and get that chemistry with someone else.
But you have no guarantee that you're going to get it with somebody else. You've no guarantee at all. She said the chemistry was amazing physically and emotionally, and that he made a mistake. And you heard what she said there. Just like you walk in, you buy an outfit in Penny's, and you realise, oh no, that's not for me.
Is the amazing chemistry and sex and everything else worth the heartache that could end up happening in the future? That is likely to end up happening, I would imagine.
Okay, but
fool me once, shame on you. Fool me twice, shame on me.
Okay, but what is wrong with giving it another go? It could be actually...
Because she was dropped like a hot potato for the ex.
Yeah, because he was conflicted. I was listening to what she said.
You actually feel sorry for this guy.
I don't feel sorry for him.
Sounds like you have element of empathy.
No.
There.
I don't feel sorry for him as such, but I can understand why she's thinking, well, look, this was good while it lasted. Let's give it another go. And he's now got the ex out of his system. Mm-hmm. He really hadn't got her out of his system when he got with Yvonne in the first place.
Okay,
but now he has the ex out of his system altogether.
But until someone else comes along and then he says, oh, do you know what? Well, actually, I feel I owe it to myself. Isn't that the word that they use? Owe it to myself?
Something like that, yeah.
I feel I owe it to myself to give this woman a try. So sorry, see you later. Like, do you want to be someone's sloppy seconds? Do you want to be a doormat? That is the ultimate question, Yvonne. Do you want to be a doormat? That's the decision. That's the question you need to ask yourself. Am I worth more?
Or am okay, I but let me ask you just a general question. Does it ever work to get back with somebody that you broke up with? It happens all the time. People do that all the time. They break up a relationship and they go their separate ways.
They even get married sometimes.
Yeah, they end up back together again.
I think everything in context. I think it's different if you have dreams and hopes and you want to go traveling and maybe this person doesn't. But I think if you're dumping them for someone else, and because you want to be with someone else, it's different.
Like I said, now he has the ex out of his system altogether.
He's flaky.
Okay, but again, I'm asking the question, can a relationship work second time round? And this is what we're really asking
here.
In certain situations
where maybe somebody wasn't ready to get into a relationship, or they were on different pages at the time, and somehow they find themselves back, you know, together on the same page.
But this is exactly what happened to him.
That's different to being dropped like a hot potato for someone else. Circumstantial reasons for breaking up around, you know, timing not being right, or that's different. But being disrespected and treated like a piece of crap, that's unforgivable.
Our number is 085-825-2626. You can send us a WhatsApp or a WhatsApp voice note. Is this lady Yvonne a sucker for even contemplating getting back with her ex, who went back to his ex and is now back?
I really despair. Sometimes I'd love to grab women like these. And I said this to you on the phone when I saw this message. I actually sent Adrian a message and I said, seeing messages like this are really frustrating, because I don't think sometimes, and I think women especially, I think men are more likely to emotionally detach than women. I think women are more likely to come back. Women don't know, I think, and a lot of women don't know their worth. And I think they just do it because it's comfortable, and rather than go through the pain and finding somebody, well, actually, there's more out there, they're going to treat you with a lot more respect. There's better out there for you. It's easy. It's comfortable. They know, you know them. It feels right. So look, let's take it on now and deal with the heartache later. Grow a pair. Man up or woman up and have some self-respect.
Susie, you're on Opinions Matter. How are you, Susie?
I'm good. I just want to say I 1000% agree with Katie. I swear to God, like, I'm just so with you there. Like, I totally agree with, like, do not be a fucking doormat. I'm sorry.
And is that what she is being? A doormat?
Yes, I'm sorry, but she is. She take, like, somebody fucking cheated, dumped her to be with somebody else, and then now turned around and said, oh, by the way, I want you back. Hello?
But she...
No.
Okay, but you've heard from her explaining that, look, at the end of the day, the chemistry between them was amazing. Now he's got his ex out of his system altogether. You can't say it's bollocks when she's saying it was.
No, but, like, he dumped her for her. She dumped him. He dumped her. And now he wants her back.
Okay, so do you believe that she should literally run for the hills? He came into her office the other day. He asked to get back with her, that he had made a mistake. You think she should run for the hills?
Okay, so say, for example, she did get back with him, right? And he ended up dumping her again. She's going to end up more hurt. Do you know what I mean? She's going to end up feeling worse than she already is.
Well, okay, but then answer the question. Can a relationship, no matter what type, so a couple are together, they break up for whatever reason. Can a relationship work second time round? Because that's really what we're talking about here.
Depends what it is. Like, if it's a cheating part, no. But if the person, if they're going through a rough time and they needed some, like, a time apart, maybe.
Okay, well, that's exactly what he wanted. He wanted time apart to basically get the ex out of his system.
He got back with his ex, though. He got back with his ex.
Yeah, I'm aware of what he did. But now you could argue that the second time round with Yvonne will be better because he has his ex totally out of his system now.
No, I don't agree with that.
I think this woman has probably spent too many hours watching romantic movies and thinking this is some romantic...
How patronising.
What a big...
You weren't
serious.
The one in that relationship. You weren't the one.
No.
You weren't the one who had the amazing chemistry and with this guy.
But no, I think that this person has probably spent too long watching romantic movies and sees this, you know, big display into the job as a big, you know, romantic gesture, when really it's a loser who...
Okay, well, let's have a listen to Darren.
And Katie, it's all right for you to say all this because you've only had the one relationship and you've never broken up with someone. So you wouldn't even know.
Well, no, that's true. You wouldn't even know.
But I've never been I know for a fact that if I was in this situation, that I would think better of myself. And I'd want to set an example obviously I wouldn't have kids at the time, but, like, I think women should be setting examples as well for the younger generation. Do you know what I mean? People learn from what they see as well. Like, let women, girls see strong women. They're followed by example. Let's be stronger. I'm not a feminist. I'm not a feminist at all. I don't like anti-male narrative or anything like it, but I do believe that sometimes women lower themselves for men. They lower their IQ to suit men. They lower their standards to suit men. I think sometimes women need to do better and just be like, no, you treat me like crap. I'm sorry.
Let me go to Martin. You're on Opinions Matter. How are you, Martin?
Well, Adam, how's things?
Good, thanks, Martin. What do you want to say on this?
I think these are all bitches, to tell you the truth. Listen, she took the man back. So what's the big deal? Like, at the end of the day, a second chance is a second chance, mate. You know what I mean? Between them two. And as your man said, Katie, you wouldn't know anything about it anyways. Because you were never in a relationship like that.
But maybe I'm just such a catch that, you know, he didn't
maybe,
want to let me go.
Katie,
maybe
you know, he doesn't want to let you go.
You know, even if I was in the situation, Martin, I still would absolutely say, do you know what? No, I'm nobody's sloppy seconds. Don't come back to me now because it didn't work out. You made your choice. Go live with it.
The stupid bitch, she took him on, so she should bear the consequence. That stupid bitches.
What are you talking about?
I'm talking about this relationship business.
Well, in your message, you said to me, in the message, your message to us, you said that women like this are just stupid bitches. Their standards are too high. They want perfection. I'm sorry, but like, this is...
What does that even mean? So what? So this guy is in a relationship with this girl. He dumps her to go back with his ex. It doesn't work out with the ex, and then he asks this girl Yvonne to come back with him. You think she should? Do you?
I think she should. She'd be happier. Tell you the truth now, Aaron.
How do you know
she'd
that?
Be happier.
How do you know that?
Well, because
it's obviously she's in love with the two with him. You know what I mean?
And is it worth the pain? Is it worth the pain?
You could argue that for any relationship. Don't bother getting into a relationship if you don't want any pain.
But when you've been bitten once, if you have a dog that you know the dog bites, what are you going to do?
Tell him not to bite again.
No, well,
do you know what I mean?
A lot of people get rid of the dog, or if a dog has a bad bite.
No, okay, at the end of the day, all these women that are the drama queens as well, tell you the truth.
You sound like you've been back a few times, Martin. Have you had a bit of heartbreaking? Have you had female rejection in the past? Have you ever suffered from?
I have. I was burnt when I was 14 years of age.
Okay.
So
and still hurts to this day.
Okay, because I just got a message and it says, poor Martin, he's obviously been rejected a few too many times. Have you been turned?
I have. One time only.
Oh, just the once, right?
Just the once, yeah.
And what you think that this woman, Yvonne, should take this guy back because she still loves him and their chemistry and everything was amazing? So why not give it another go?
Exactly, Adrian. Exactly. So there's no harm in giving it a chance. Like, you know what I mean?
She gave it a chance, Martin. She gave it a chance. She was in a relationship with him initially, and you know. It's all great, the sex being great and the chemistry being great and all that, but what's the point if you can't trust each other?
Jesus, what's...
At the end of the day, Katie, she's going to go back with him no matter what we say or anybody else says.
You think she has made up her mind?
I do, to tell you the truth. I'd love to get the girl on to talk to her, to tell you the truth.
Well, no, she was on a while ago, and she described how she's thinking about it. She had amazing chemistry, physically and emotionally, and I think maybe she was a little bit hooked on that and she wants to give it a go.
But an ex is an ex for a reason. It didn't work out for a reason.
But Katie, there's a bit of chemistry there now. Will you stop?
Listen, it doesn't matter. It doesn't matter if there's a bit of chemistry there. It doesn't mean it's right.
But sure, you end up when you're doing whatever. Like, no harm, you know what I mean?
It's no not, harm. Well, no, I don't know about the no harm now. Stay there for a second, Martin. No harm done.
Jesus, I got to go off, ride my ex. I'm going to get bored, come back to you. I'm going to ask you to take me back because it suits me now. And no harm done. Yeah, that's what you're dealing with.
Okay, Liam has been in touch with us.
Hey, lads, just wanted to weigh in on today's topic. To be honest with Yvonne, he is absolutely not worth it. To be honest, like, if he's able to just go back to his ex and be like, oh yeah, I want to be with her again, and then that doesn't work out and he comes back to you, like, all you are at that point is a second option. You're only an object to him. You're something for his satisfaction. And to be honest, he doesn't deserve the time of day. You know, you don't deserve to be his object. You don't deserve to be his kind of pillow when things don't work out. So I'd say absolutely get away from him. He's not worth your time.
It's the Opinions Matter podcast with Adrian Kennedy and Jeremy Dixon, a podcast from Ireland with a difference.
Have you paid tax in the past 4 years? If yes, then you could be due a tax refund. Irish Tax Rebates are here to help. With an average rebate of over €1,000 and our no rebate, no fee policy, what do you have to lose? With over 6,000 five-star reviews on Trustpilot, apply now at irishtaxrebates.ie. The tax agent you can trust.
Pauline, you're on Opinions Matter. How are you, Pauline?
I'm great. How's everyone?
Good. Yeah, not a bother. Thanks, Pauline. What did you want to say on this?
I totally get where Katie's coming from. I do agree. But a part of me, if I was in that lassie situation, a part of me would be like, right, okay, so he's dumped me. I'm not going to be plan B for anybody and all of this. Of course, you're going to be thinking that. But then if I walked away, I'd be, you know, if the relationship was that special and it was, you know, they got on so well and everything, I'd be thinking in the back of my head, what if I give him another chance? What if it was, no, but what if it was one of these situations that
and
maybe
what if
the
he
guy
did it
had
again? There are
that,
millions and millions of men out there. Why?
Of course there is. Of course there is. But like if we were to go through life saying, oh, well, this one didn't work, I'll find another. Like, you know, you do have very little connections with certain people.
And that's the point that I was trying to make earlier on, Katie. There is a lot to be said for having this chemistry with another human being, okay? Mm. You can't invent it, you can't make it up. It's either there or it's not there,
but
yeah?
The point is, he saw like her as not being good enough at one point, so he dumped her for someone else.
No, I'm aware of that, but you still can't take away from the fact that this lady said the chemistry physically and emotionally was amazing. She had never experienced anything like
it
again before.
But it was of its time. It was of its time.
It could be again next week.
And things change. Well, then just have sex with him. Go and have sex with him. If the chemistry's good, go and have sex. Don't get into a relationship. That way you can have your cake and eat it. You don't have to worry about the trust. Be sex friends.
Sorry, go on.
If he didn't think anything of this girl, right, we have to think of it from all angles. So he went back to his ex for what, 7-8 months?
He went back to her for 7 months, yeah.
Yeah, 7 months. So if he didn't think anything really of the lassie that he broke up with, he could have went out and found new victims or new bait or whatever way you want to say
but
that.
But why not? Okay, so if to save the hassle of looking, would you not? It would make sense that he would go to somebody he knows and chances are and say, well, look, we've already done the awkward part of the end.
Yeah, you have to think of that too, but like it's...
I just think that the guy is—he doesn't know his arse from his whatever else—and I think if the chemistry was that good at the start, he wouldn't have dumped her. And that's just it.
It's all right. Say like everything's not always black and white. There's always a grey area too. Like
right here, I think it's having respect for yourself, and I think having respect for yourself is pretty black and white. Not being a doormat, you know. And I know you're saying you don't know you're doing the situation, but it's frustrating to hear women saying that. Mm. Oh well, you know, the chemistry was so good, as if there'll never be anything else, as if this man is the only hope of happiness.
But again, as I said, it's very difficult in life to get that connection, to get that chemical connection with another human being.
I understand.
It is very difficult to get that. And she had it, and now she wants it back.
I know, but there are millions and millions of other men in the world.
Sorry, go ahead.
I don't believe that you only ever have just one person that to have that connection with. I think there's a big bad world out there.
Sorry, Pauline, go on.
There's another side of it as well. Then you see, this is so difficult. If she was to go back and they got back together and everything was amazing, will it always be in the back of her mind? You know, like, will it always be in the back of her mind, is he going to dump me for the next best thing?
And yes, that would be always on her mind.
Yeah. So, like, is it worth the stress?
But I still get the feeling, though, Pauline, you understand why she might want to give it another go.
Oh, 100%. 100%. Like, you know, it's all right for us all to be here listening to the story, but we're not feeling what she's feeling. We're not, you know, we can always say the man is the bad guy and fuck him for this. But like, there are genuine people out there that make genuine mistakes, and maybe
and that's exactly the point that I was making to Katie earlier on. We all make mistakes. You've made a mistake.
Yeah.
This guy made a mistake dumping Yvonne to get his ex out of his system, basically. That was a mistake. Mm-hmm. So should he be punished forever for that?
Absolutely not. Like his head was probably fucked.
It doesn't matter. He screwed her up. It's if the relationship was that good and he thought that highly of her and he respected her that much, he wouldn't have dumped her like a hot potato for the ex. And I know people make mistakes, but some mistakes do affect trust and they do leave long lasting trust issues. And I just don't think, I think this, what I'm sensing from this woman is, beside the doormatism, if that's a word, what I'm sensing is it's probably more of a sexual thing. Maybe I'm wrong, but obviously it sounds like a lust more than a love, and probably for him as well. And what I'm sensing as well is it's more fear. It's clinging on.
Fear.
Fear, yeah. I
think fear of never getting that again.
I don't think so.
I think it's fear.
We can all have that great relationship where the sex is amazing. But speaking for myself, that's great and all. It's important. But that doesn't hold a relationship. There has to be more to it. I think the guy was, you know, not emotionally over his ex.
And he wasn't. And even Yvonne, when I spoke to her earlier, said he was conflicted. In other words, he needed to get the ex out of his system. And now he has.
He needed closure.
Yes.
Well, what about next time? It's not about him needing to get the ex out of his system. It's how quickly he dropped her to get the ex. So what about if something comes up again down the line if this girl gets back with him? Oh, well, I need to get this out of my system. I feel I owe to myself.
We can't look at life
before.
You can't plan life on what ifs.
You've been burnt before. No. The what ifs become real.
Both sides of the argument is like it's both 50-50. At the end of the day, I think like she's an adult. She knows what she's doing. If she takes them back and it's amazing, good luck to them. If she takes them back and she has those doubts in her head all the time and then shit hits the fan again, well, she'll know then.
Katie, if in a couple of years this lady contacted us and they're blissfully happy, they're married, they've got kids, you'd be saying, oh, I was wrong, it did work out, fair play. Because it goes back to the point I made earlier on, can a relationship work second time round? And I firmly believe some can. Yes, I really do believe that. I think they can be even stronger the second time round.
Oh, so drop it like a hot potato and then come back for more and a relationship is going to be stronger than ever. Come on.
I don't think the relationship really got a chance because his mind wasn't there.
8 months, 9 months.
You know, I think this time round that she's going to get the best of him because his mind is clear now.
It's desperation at its finest. Afraid you're never going to find that with someone else. So you're going to end up some washed up, dry, lonely old spinster.
This lady is listening to us, by the way.
Oh, sorry, I'm talking
to Colette. Don't need to be so offensive.
But I think this is her fear that she's going to become some dry, washed up old spinster.
No, she just wants a good ride again.
With 20 cats. Go and have a good ride. Ride them till kingdom come, pardon the pun. Ride them into next week. That's great. But just don't get into a relationship with them. Don't do anything that would require emotional connection because I wouldn't trust them.
Okay, stay there for 1 second. Go on, Pauline, go on.
I have a great saying. I'd rather try something and it not work out rather than regretting not trying it.
There you go. So this guy knocked on her office door last week and she's thinking exactly what Pauline just said. Maybe I should give it another go and see how it works out.
Yeah, I have a great saying as well. I would rather not be a desperate old doormat. That's my saying, so.
Jimmy, you're on Opinions Matter. How are you, Jimmy?
Adrian, how are you, pal? You all right? I'll tell you something, right? I've been triggered, absolutely triggered by this because I've been trying to get back with my ex now for months and she's not having a bar of it. Not having a bar of it, but I know she wants to. She's playing hard to get.
She's not having a bar of it, but you know she wants to.
Oh, yeah. Adrian, I leave her for a week without texting or WhatsApping or whatever and suddenly she's back going, hey, how are you? And then as soon as I try to get things going again, I'm telling you, it's a game. She's playing hard to get. I'd love to get back with her.
You'd love to get back with her, okay. So why did you split up?
Honestly, Adrian, I just got bored, to be honest.
Jesus, right.
That's a great reason.
You were bored.
I'll always be honest. It became a bit like, what's that movie? Groundhog Day or something, you know what I mean? Because I'd be out working on the sparks, right? And I was an apprentice for a long time, but when I became full-time, she moaned about it, like. So I'd be out 7 to 7, like Monday to Saturday, and I'd have one day off, and she'd always have these big plans of a Sunday, and I'm like, oh, Jesus, I'm bollocks. I don't want to be going, I want to just chill and watch the football.
So you were bored because she wanted to do stuff every week.
No, you're not hearing me. No, we did do stuff, don't get me wrong, but it just became Groundhog Day. It was the same kind of, argument over and over, because like if you're out working Monday to Saturday, like sometimes 12-hour days, 7 a.m. till 7 p.m. and sometimes even later than that. Sometimes it's all right to want to chill out on Sunday and do nothing. You know what I mean? But
so hang on. So hang on. You split up with her because she wanted to do stuff on a Sunday. Am I hearing you right?
I was bored of the argument, Adrian. It just became groundhog.
Okay, so
day.
you split up with your ex because you wanted to sit on the sofa on a Sunday.
It just got bored.
It just became like she became distant when I became a full time spark. You know what I mean?
Expect her in the time, the small bit of time you have together, to watch you sleeping on the couch.
You have to put this into perspective, right? Monday to Saturday, working 7 a.m. to 7 p.m. Now, sometimes we would do things on a Sunday, but I didn't want to do it every Jesus Sunday. Sometimes I just want to sit down and watch the football. Nothing wrong with that. But anyway, that's besides the point. Ever since I started working full time, she became a little bit distant and things just got a bit boring. And I thought, I said, no, this isn't for me. I broke up with her about 4 or 5 months ago at this stage. Mm-hmm. And the old saying goes, you don't know what you've got till it's gone. I'd love to have her back.
Okay, so let me ask you then, what has changed and what are you going to do about your Sundays?
You know what, this guy, I'm so sorry, but I have to say it. Jimmy, there's an awful bang of desperation off you.
I'm not desperate at all.
Come here.
I haven't been with anyone else or anything like that. I had an opportunity there a month or two ago when I was out with the lads. I was chatting away to a girl and I know the opportunity was there and I didn't take it because you know why, Katie? Because I would have felt the guilt and it made me realise, Jesus, you know something, you need to get out.
Okay,
back.
So you haven't been with anybody else.
No,
you've realised that dumping her because you couldn't sit on the couch on a Sunday was a bad move.
That's not the reason. You're making me out to be a gobshite.
Hang on, you did a good enough job yourself. I don't have to paint you out to be a gobshite.
I need to ask. Sorry, what's his name?
His name is Jimmy.
Jimmy, I need to ask, did you ever plan days out for the two of you, or was it always her wanting to make the plans?
No, you're getting me all wrong.
I'm genuinely wondering.
I wanted it to be every maybe second Sunday or something that we go out together. But if there's a Liverpool match on every Sunday, I want to stay in and watch it and just, you know, just chill.
So, Jimmy.
We watch it together.
Jimmy,
you know
what?
Does she like football?
No, but we watch it together anyway.
Okay, Jimmy, I want to ask you this question. What is going to be different? So you've asked her to take you back and she's playing games, is really what you said at the start.
Look, I'll make more of an effort, right? That's fair enough. I can do that.
You're going to make more of an effort. But what's going to stop? Every relationship eventually becomes a little bit humdrum. It becomes... Groundhog Day, really. You know, you're doing the same things day in, day out. It's life, basically. What is going to be different then when you get back with her?
I just hope that sometimes, Adrian, I'm sure I speak for many blokes, sometimes it's nice to be in your own head for just for a day. Just to give us that time. You know what I mean?
What are you laughing at? I don't know why she's laughing.
I'm laughing because, oh God, this girl, I commend this girl for staying away. But all I've heard since you came on the phone is me. I need time. I need to watch the Liverpool match. I need to have my moment to rest.
I do, because I'm looking... Smart, like 12-hour, 13, 14-hour days, okay, Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, Friday, and Saturday.
One of the questions I asked Jimmy was, can a relationship work second time round, regardless of why you... So you split up because it was Groundhog Day, you were bored, and you said, right, I've had enough of this. I want to be able to sit on the sofa on a Sunday. And now, a few months later, you've realised, oh, shit, I don't even have a ride anymore. Is that it?
No, of course you missed the ride, right? No, come here. But I do. Honestly, guys, I don't just miss her. I miss her nieces and nephews and all, and I miss the kind of, even just the stupid little things like cuddling on the sofa, and of course you miss it. Going to the cinema on occasion and all of that kind of stuff, but I do miss her. And Gemma, if you're listening, because I know she listens, right? I know she listens to this.
Oh, my God.
Stop okay, the messing. Yeah, okay, come on,
don't
sorry,
do
so,
this.
What did you say?
Stop the messing and just take me back.
Stop the messing and just take me back.
Oh, I'm, you're done. I'm serious. I know she listened to this.
Oh, any chance of a bunch of flowers or anything? Is there anything more romantic than that? Stop the messing and take me back.
I'm telling you, when you watch,
I can't stop listening or looking.
Today's a Thursday, isn't it? Right. So I'll get in touch with you next Thursday. I won't send her a message now for a week, right? And I guarantee you, I'll show you. Like she suddenly starts on, oh, where have you been? Haven't heard from me in a couple of days. She wants me back, Adrian. She's just playing silly boy. That's what it is.
Okay. What I want to ask you is, what is going to be different if she were to take you back? How is the relationship going to be much better? What are you going to do to make it better? What are you going to do to put a bit of spark back into it and make you not get bored again?
I'll make a bit more time for her. That's what I do. But there has to be a bit of give and take. You know what I mean? It's not a one-way street. There has to be a bit of give and take. And if we can come to that compromise, then I think things will work out. Because I tell you, Adrian, we had a great relationship. Right at the start, we were like, Jesus, we were not going to build to beat the band, and it was all good, and we were talking about getting a house together and everything. And that's why, like I said, right, if I want to get on the property ladder, I'm going to have to work my bollocks off. And then she had an issue with that, and we need to like come to a compromise.
Okay, but again, what are you going to do to make it better? How are you going to improve it?
I'll make more of an effort. What does she want from me? You know, I'll make more of an effort with her.
Jimmy, you're actually changing my mind here, because I think your attitude is kind of infectious, and you're winning me over here, Goodo, because...
Well, take me back, stop the messing.
He's full of love and character and everything else. I mean, like, okay, he's swaying me here because he's so fucking funny.
Imagine me giving out to you for working for a living. For fuck's sake. Like.
No, I imagine it's probably the wanting her to watch you sleeping on the couch on a Sunday.
No, watching the football is more of an issue. Like, but you sometimes say, oh, you're putting the football before me and all this shit. No, like, oh.
How many days, let's say a month of four weekends, how many weekends?
Yeah, listen, before we got together, she knew I was a Liverpool fan, right? So that was a prerequisite before we even started. I said, look, Liverpool are on the box.
Prerequisite?
90 minutes. I'm out. I'm watching the football. You know what I mean? And that's like, I do enjoy watching the football. There's a big match on or something, like if it's a Derby or Man City and Man United, or even not like Liverpool, obviously, but any other games like that are big games on Super Sunday, I have to sit in and watch them. It's just the way it is. You know what I mean?
Okay, but wait.
Let's give Jimmy 30 seconds.
Okay.
30 seconds to say to make your case for what's her name? Gemma.
Okay. Yeah.
Woo Gemma over
Gemma,
now.
Gemma, you have 30 seconds. Go.
Gemma, look, right? Stop your messing. You know you want to. Take me back, right? I promise you, I'll make more time for you. And I'm sorry you felt that I wasn't giving you the time of day. It's just, I work, as you know, working really hard. And sometimes on my only day off, I like a day where I don't have to do anything. But I'm willing to compromise if you just take me back. Because I know we'll be deadly together.
Geez, I'm even
that's
weak.
30 seconds, is it?
Yeah, that's about that. I'm even weak at the
really
knees.
What got it from me was, Gemma, look, right? every good love note starts with, look, right?
Here, have a listen to, this is from, stay there for a second, Jimmy, please. This is Vivian.
Oh, lad, seriously, I'm cracking up. I'm driving. Please get Jimmy off the phone. I'm crying, laughing here, and I can barely see where I'm going.
I don't know, Jimmy, if that's the effect you want to have on people. Maybe Gemma's pissing herself as well.
There's a hope not. There's only one going to back me up here, lads. There's surely there's other blokes out there listening to know exactly where I'm coming from here.
Does Gemma listen to the podcast?
She does, yeah. So if she's listening at the moment, come on, Jim. Let's go.
Stop the message.
The last of the great romantics, I have to say, Jimmy, you're brilliant. Stay there for a moment. I want to play this from a little bit earlier. I just didn't get around to it yet. This is a voice note from one of our listeners. We're calling her Lindsay. It's sort of related, but I'd love to get your opinions on this one. Have a listen.
I'm with my fella, 8 years. We only had a baby 8 months ago, our first baby. The other night I was getting into bed. He was asleep. He jumped up asking for his phone. I thought that was very strange. Never looked at his phone before. Looked at his phone, seeing messages of him and his ex texting each other, talking about the old sex life, the holiday. and I went crazy, and he started crying, begging me forgiveness. He doesn't love her, he doesn't sting, it was years ago, and I just wanted to see what your listeners thought. I don't think I could ever trust him again. Thank you.
Opinions Matter. Opinions Matter with Adrian Kennedy and Jeremy Dixon, a daily podcast from Ireland about opinions.
Have you paid tax in the past 4 years? If yes, then you could be due a tax refund. Irish Tax Rebates are here to help. With an average rebate of over €1,000 and our no rebate, no fee policy, what do you have to lose? With over 6,000 five-star reviews on Trustpilot, apply now at irishtaxrebates.ie. The tax agent you can trust.
So, Katie, what did you make of that message that I played just a minute ago from Lindsay? She finds messages on his phone, talking to his ex, reminiscing over old times, reminiscing over their sex life. She's got a new baby.
Be gone with the baby. Take the baby and be gone.
Really?
Oh, yeah. He's doing it while she's in the bed beside him and everything.
It's only a WhatsApp conversation. Like
reminiscing on their sex life.
Yeah.
Well, she's there with the baby on the other side. Yeah. No, wrong girl.
Well, so basically take the baby and all away from daddy.
Run. Run for the hills.
Really?
Yeah. I can't believe that this is even a question. Like, seriously. Sorry, on another note, I'm starting a petition after the show today.
For?
Hashtag take Jimmy back. No, I really, Jimmy, you've changed me. You have.
Actually, Jimmy, while you're on the phone, what's your view on that message that we played? She finds a conversation on his phone of him talking to his ex, reminiscing over their sex life. Should she dump him?
You can't be doing that, Adrian.
All right, okay.
No, you can't be doing that. Absolutely, yeah.
Jimmy's a good egg.
Jimmy's got a bit of class.
As he said, Gemma, if you're listening, right, look, stop the messing, take me back. Actually, isn't that a good song in it? I could actually take the audio out and make a love song out of it.
Jessica, you're on Opinions Matter. How are you, Jessica?
Hiya.
Jessica, firstly, the message that we played there a minute ago, the lady who's fella's messaging his ex, reminiscing over old times, should she dump him?
If he's that nostalgic, I'd say, well, then go back then if you're feeling that nostalgic down memory lane. Off you go.
No, but he started crying and said he made a mistake and he's there's nothing in it.
Oh, well, still hell. Life's too short to be wasting on time wasters.
Okay, so dump him. And what do you make of Jimmy here? Right, take me back.
Yeah, like, well, no. Like, you can find chemistry with someone else. And if someone's actually good of a ride, you can get someone else.
But she doesn't really want to go looking for somebody else. She had a great ride with him, and
she still has honeymoon glasses on. Like, love, everything isn't like a, as Katie said, like a Hollywood rom com. No.
And what about Jimmy?
Find someone better.
What about Jimmy's situation there, where he just ended things because he was bored?
Oh, that sounds like a him problem. I got bored. Like,
but Jimmy,
you're very committed.
You won't be bored second time round, will you?
Absolutely not, Adrian. I tell you now, it'll make more of an effort.
I think she'd be a fool to take you back, Jimmy. Sorry, no offence.
Why?
But I think she'd be a fool to take you back.
Why would she be a fool to take me back? There's nothing wrong with me.
Because why would you take someone back when you're after saying, I got bored the first time round?
I got bored of the bleeding argument, the same old argument about not having enough time together and all. Of course he didn't have enough time. I was working my ass off. And then the only day I have off on a Sunday, she'd have a bleeding itinerary of stuff to do. And I'd be bollocks. And sometimes I just want to stay there on the couch all day and watch the football.
I can barely hear a word coming out of you, Jimmy. I'm sorry. I don't know if it's their mic or yours, but all I'm hearing is... and it's sounding, it's given desperation. All of this is given desperation.
No, I'm sounding desperate. I love her though. I do love her. And I hope she takes me
back. I love her. That's why I dumped her, because I got bored. But just fuck off.
And do you think she knows you love her, Jimmy?
I hope so. If she, here, come here. Can I do something?
Okay.
Yeah, go on,
I'm
yeah.
Scared to ask.
Right. Can
okay,
I do something? Come here, because there's a song we like, right? And do you mind if we do something here?
So, buddy.
I'm
going to
be on the floor if this is what I think it is.
I know, she's listening, right? So, for you, Gemma, yeah? I never thought I'd miss you half as much as I do. And I never thought I'd feel this way, the way I feel about you. As soon as I wake up every night, every day, I know that it's you I need to take the blues away. Take me back, Gemma, will you? It must be love. Love, love, do. We love that song, lads, right? And I'm telling you,
that
if she's listening to this,
that is the best laugh I've had. And Jimmy, I'm not meaning to laugh at you, but it's brilliant.
It's going to be epic. And I'm sorry, Gemma. I'm sorry if I made you feel like you weren't wanted around, right? But I swear to God, take me back and you'll see, yeah?
Gemma, can I just say, if you don't take him back, seriously.
Take him back, Gemma.
Gemma,
take
seriously.
Him back.
Hashtag, take Jimmy back. Come on, get it going, man.
Come on, take Jimmy back.
Jimmy, will you let us know how you get on? In all seriousness.
It's not like, at the start I was like, no, you know what, no. But you haven't, it's not like you dumped her for someone else. This guy has me hook, line, and sinker, by the way, Adrian. Like, I'm
okay.
My
only concern, Jimmy, is what happens when Liverpool are playing on a Sunday afternoon. That's all I want to know. You can work
I'll talk to you about that again, right? We'll see what happens.
Okay, let us know. In all seriousness, let us know how you get on, will you?
Yeah,
Jimmy, there's a lot of people saying if Gemma, Jimmy and Gemma, that's a great ring, isn't it?
Jimmy and Gemma, yeah.
Yeah, if she doesn't take you back, there's a lot of people here, men and women, and females, saying if she doesn't take him back, I will. You seem just to have
a charmer.
You've really charmed everybody here.
Jimmy,
today.
Will you let
good to know, but I've only got words for one woman.
Will you let us know how you get on? Best of luck, Jimmy. Thanks very much indeed. All right.
Oh, I love that guy.
It must be love.
Actually, can you isolate that audio after Sean? Just send me that, please, because I need to listen back to that.
Jimmy, you've put a smile on my face today. Probably not your intention, but brilliant.
He's amazing.
Anyway, thank you very much indeed for listening to this latest Opinions Matter podcast with Adrian and Katie. I'm after enjoying that. And our thanks to our current show sponsors, Irish Tax Rebates, the tax agent you can trust. Irish owned with over 6,000 five-star reviews on Trustpilot. Claim your tax pack today. Visit irishrebates.ie now and fill out the simple application form. And here's the thing, no rebate, no fee. So what are you waiting for? Visit irishtaxrebates.ie. Thank you very much indeed for listening to this latest Opinions Matter podcast. Katie, I've never seen you, seen you laugh as much in a long time.
He really has. He's just brightened up my day. He really has. You know, we could talk about, don't take him back, but take him back.
Okay, and then as regards Yvonne at the very start, don't take him back.
Well, you see, that's different because he dumped her for someone else. Jimmy just needed a moment to watch the football and sit on the sofa. He's realised now he wants her and he can make it work.
And so he can work around the football on the Sunday.
He can work around. He can put romantic meal out in front of the TV when they're watching the football.
Brilliant. By the way, if you would like to add us to our WhatsApp channel, just send us the words add me to 085-825-2626. Add me to 085-825-2626. We'll send you back a link and you can join our WhatsApp channel. Thanks for listening to Opinions Matter. We'll catch you on the next one.